Hello, everybody. This is Love from Above with your sibling spirit guides. I'm Maureen, and this is my brother.
Hi, this is Brian.
Yeah, and today we have a very exciting topic. It came, of course, in a very surprising nature. And today's podcast is all about politics. And of course, not just earthly politics, but galactic law and some intriguing offers that have been made to our present day rulers. So, Brian, I don't even know where to begin with all of this. Where do you want to
It's
start?
funny because you and I are both really have no interest in politics, but we're talking about politics, but we're just passing on the info. We're just the messenger here, folks. But so this started with I was going back in time and looking at one of our earlier sessions, and there was this session about, and I'm going to read this quote, is about the political structure of your planet is unique, and then it requires a divisive choice. Is and most other nations consider the well-being of the whole and do not partake in such bombastic rituals. I love the bombastic. However, we understand that the fiery nature of politically oratory provides an energetic impulse which ignites the passion of the people. Isn't that the case? And then the final thing it says, most planets are peaceful, are of a peaceful nature with all beings working together in harmony and little friction occurs. So that I thought was really interesting. I mean, no, we have polarity and Earth and stuff, but man, it's totally different. And it wouldn't it be nice if the whole planet was in a peaceful and everyone was in harmony?
And
So
what's interesting about, I think a lot of people are unhappy with these two-party systems that constantly battle each other. And yeah, I mean, this is just really saying that it's not helpful to the whole. It's not helpful to the party that wins, and it's also not helpful to the party that loses.
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So then let's explain what happened then. So I had a couple topics and I sent this to Maureen last night, and then we got a message about with some additional material for the podcast. So then I'm like, okay, so they're giving the other, other material about this topic. So they gave us a lot more information. What did you want to, did you, what were some of the highlights that you
Oh
wanted
my
to touch on?
gosh. There's just so much interesting information. And first of all, the information came from the Watchers, which is a group that we hear from regularly. And I guess we should just begin where they begin, which is kind of some, which is very similar to the message that you had selected from previous channeling sessions. And it says the frenzy and the fervor of your elections is manufactured and a remnant of the duality that once existed. But it says that elections are modeled on galactic law, and they advise us that we should look at what is the quality of the person that we're considering electing. Have they conducted business honorably? Have they shared love with others and influenced the light on the planet in a positive direction? These are the characteristics to consider, not fake promises and fear.
Yeah.
What do you think about that,
Yeah.
brother?
I love how it's not what they say, it's actually based on their actual character. And that's how they talked about how, in galactic, their galactic government or whatever it is, this galactic structure that the every group nominates or ascends their person that has the highest character. And it's not just, it's so, but the other thing is they can tell their intentions and, they can see In Earth, it's harder to see someone's true intentions. And people can say, as most politicians are known for, they say whatever they need to say to get elected instead of it's based on their actual character. So again, I'm all for it. I don't see that changing anytime soon, but it'd be great if it could.
Yeah, what they actually said is that they could see the pe person's aura,
Yeah,
so
exactly.
they could see their aura. And I'm not that familiar with auras, but if gold is higher than red or whatever, I mean, they could read the person's aura and determine the ca person's character from looking at the aura. So it was plainly obvious who would be the best person to be an elected representative of different planets, which is interesting that they use the same electro that they use the same that apparently our elections are based on their models of government, which that's kind of interesting. I mean, who knew, And again, Brian and I are in this stuff, but it is interesting, don't you find it?
And the other thing I put this is, I totally agree with what they said. Our model has been so long broken, you don't even realize it. It says we're riding in a rickety wagon.
Yeah, they said we're riding in like a rickety wagon with worn and broken wheels while everybody's flying by us in like starships. And I think everyone knows the political model doesn't work. I mean, it just doesn't work. And that's another thing that they talked about. The other part of the other topic that they addressed was the long-term nature that they have with their political system. So they have apparently longer life spans than we do. And so they have people in power who can rule for like literally thousands of years. And so they explain that they look at the aspects of when they're making new edicts, they look at every aspect of how this will influence the nation that they're considering or they're ruling over or whatever the planet. And they look at the long-term impact. And they mentioned, do you want to go into Brian, how they mentioned like the short-term, how the short-term situation in our country does not benefit us at all?
The short term, they say, whether it's 4, 6, 10, 12 years are not long enough to consider the true implications of a decision. And so this is another problematic feature of your present political system. So yeah, we've gone the opposite with term limits and stuff, and I guess they're saying you really need to have a long-term vision to be able to get things done. And what were you going to say? Your revelation was from one of your recent trips, right?
Yeah, well, so I travel the world nomadically, and I'm up to 93 countries, if you can believe that. And so I've visited all seven continents. And a lot of countries that I've been to, most recently I was in Qatar, which is it received a lot of bad press with regards to the World Cup. But I will tell you, their political leaders have like a long-term focus. And you notice it in like the little things. Like, I swear to you, there's not a pothole in all of Qatar. Like, the roads are perfect, and the populace is very happy. And the same is true with Singapore, which also receives a lot of bad press with regards to their very harsh laws. But when you visit there, it's very impressive. Like, it really seems to be like Qatar to me seemed to be like a country that works. Now, obviously, I don't know the full political situation with regards to the workers, and that is not obviously ideal, but they do have a long-term vision. And my son lives in China, and you can see the same thing going to China. Like, the infrastructure that they've been able to amass in that country is amazing. And meanwhile, in the United States, infrastructure is crumbling, and every president elect promises to address that issue. And then when they get into office, I guess the problem is just so huge, nothing ever happens about it. And so the infrastructure continues to crumble. So I don't know. I'm traveling the world. I've really seen the benefit of countries where it may be considered controversial because they don't necessarily have democratic principles, but I can tell the difference being there with, because they have a long-term vision. And just imagine, like, in your own business or in your own life, you know, we all set goals. And if, you know, your goals were very short-term, like, you, I don't know about you, Bri, but my goals are long-term. And that's how I operate. What about you?
Yeah, I know it's easy to get caught up in the short-term stuff, but yeah, I think that that's the key, is to make sure your long-term vision, and you're aligning to your long-term vision. So yeah, I totally agree. So the other interesting thing I was going to mention about this, though, is that they said that we've probably a whole, we could have a whole nother session about all these beings from the Watchers and others, that their impact on actual political figures and actually, you know, rulers over time, that they've been for years, you know, had interaction with, you know, all the different rulers. But in this, they talked about how they've actually gone to multiple times to your present governments to offer, like, this, you, I guess it's incentives that would benefit the whole population, and sort of ruling in this galactic law, and harmony would rule the planet, but no one would ever take them up on it. And they said they don't even offer, that we no longer even make the invitations present to present day rulers, because they just know it's a waste of time. But it's sort of interesting to think what could have been, right? If the prior rulers would have taken them up on that. What are your thoughts?
To me, this was the most interesting thing, the most interesting aspect of the session. I mean, I was fascinated by that. I think Brian and I have been down this rabbit hole for many years, and there's a lot of information that Star Beings went to visit Eisenhower and made him an offer, and that he turned down. And but I mean, that they visited Malta. They said many, what was the exact wording? They said, here it is. This is an opportunity we have presented multiple and multiple times to your present governments. So, yeah, I mean, just imagine if we were living in harmony. And the other interesting aspect of this was they said that this is where the Hollywood alien invasion movies come from, is to kind of set us up as a populace, that the alien invasion, the aliens taking over, would be a really, really bad thing, when actually the exact opposite would be true. So that was also fascinating. That was the most interesting part to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So what do you think? I mean, it comes down to, I guess, the power. The political leaders don't want to usurp their power, and that's what it comes down to. You can think that they, if someone offered this, it's hard to imagine that you could turn that down, but I guess it's just being short-sighted and want to maintain your power is the only thing I can think of. I don't know.
One thing that I came across with, there's a lot of information on various in books, on Gaia TV, you know, with regards to what happened with Eisenhower. And they said that the reason why he declined this invitation was he just thought it would be too much change for people. Because, oh, and the other thing that they had said with the offer to Eisenhower, that the whole focus of our world would be spirituality. And that was what kind of stuck him up. And he thought it was too much change and the focus on spirituality. So, which you can imagine in spirituality, like at that time, like, you know, spirituality, there was Christianity, you know, in the United States. There wasn't necessarily like the spirituality that exists today. So I'm sure he made the best decision that he thought for us all. But I was telling Brian before we started this, I'm like, oh my gosh, I just so wish that he would have taken. I mean, there's an alternate universe somewhere out there where he accepted that offer. And I'm sure Earth is in a higher dimension as a result of it. But that was really, really interesting. The last thing that they brought up from this session was advice for us on who to vote for. Do you want to talk about that, Brian?
Yeah, that was interesting. So they said vote for the person, even if they're not in the primary parties. And so some vision came to mind for who you'd vote for, but I guess write in your ideal candidate, even if they're not on the ballot. But who came to mind when they told you that?
So we have a younger sister and who just recently went to Nashville, and our younger sister knows that I absolutely love Dolly Parton. I think that Dolly Parton is one of the finest people on the planet. And if you're going to talk about the characteristics they're talking about and evaluating, you know, Dolly has changed so many people's lives with her charities. I donate every month to the Imagination Library, which sends a book every month to any child, a lot of places around the world between the ages of birth to 5 years old. And so, yeah, I just very clearly, as they were speaking, saw in my head this picture that my sister sent to me of a Dolly Parton, of a hat that said, "Vote for Dolly." So it's like, okay, I know who I'm voting for. I'm writing in vote for Dolly, because she does, to me at least, maybe you all would disagree, but to me, she is someone who has definitely impacted the person in a positive way and raised the vibration with love and light. So Dolly Parton for president.
You heard it here first.
I'm sure I'm not the only one. I mean, she is truly, truly beloved. So, but yeah, surely not a majority at this point.
Yeah, makes sense to me. I'm all for it. So,
is there anything else we should cover?
I think this is good for this topic. And I think we want to keep these short. Before you do a closing or something, I just want to remind people that you can reach us at the Love From Above podcast at gmail.com if you have any questions or comments. And yeah, that's about it. Just sending everyone peace, love, and guidance on their journey. What else did you have a closing, Maureen?
I just want to say vote for Dolly, or vote for someone who emanates light and transforms the planet in a positive way. And I'm all for ignoring the bombastic, what did they call it? Bombastic rituals.
Bombastic oratory rituals.
Yeah. Not paying any more attention to the bombastic oratory rituals.
Yes.
And focusing on the light within the person who would best serve us. So
absolutely. Yes.
Love to y'all.
All right. Signing off from the Sibling Spirit Guides. Talk to you next time. Bye.